Welcome in. Today we're building a retro rave jungle arpeggio in Ableton Live 12, and we're not just making it fast and shiny, we're placing it inside a deep jungle atmosphere, dark pad bed, dubby space, and a drum foundation that makes the arp feel like it belongs in drum and bass, not idiom. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar section, with a hypnotic arp that evolves, feels slightly unstable in a good way, and sits correctly over a jungle groove. Alright. Open Live 12 and let's set the scene. First, set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I'm going to pick 170. Keep it 4/4. Now do yourself a huge favor early. Create 4 groups in your set. Drums, bass, arp, and atmos. Even if you don't fill the bass group today, it helps you think like a producer and not like a loop collector. We'll start in session view to build a tight loop. Then we'll move to arrangement view for structure. Step 1. Drums. Yes, even though this is an arp lesson, if the drums aren't there, you won't know how the arp should swing, how bright it should be, or how much space effects you can get away with. If you want the fastest route, grab a break loop. Amen style, think break, funky drummer, anything in that universe. Drop it on an auto track. Set warp mode to beats, and make sure it keeps its punch. Then add drum bus. Give it a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. And be careful with boom. A touch is enough. Then add EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean useless sub rumble, and if it feels boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400. If you don't have a break or you want the beginner clean route, use a drum rack. Put the snare on 2 and 4, that's non-negotiable jungle DNA. Add hats in 1/16 notes, but don't obsess yet. The minimum you need right now is a steady snare plus some hat motion. Before we move on, quick coach tip. You want the drum and the arp to have a conversation. Later we'll do a mute test. Mute drums. Does the arp still feel interesting? Mute arp. Do the drums still drive? If either answer is no, we rebalance. Step 2. The atmosphere bed, the chord world. Deep jungle usually leans minor, moody, and a little foggy, but controlled. Create a MIDI track for a pad. Load Waveatable or analog. In Waveatable, pick something simple. Sine-ish or triangle-ish. Low movement. We're not trying to win the Sound Design Olympics. We're making a backdrop. Now write a 4-bar chord loop. If you want a classic, start in D minor. Here's a simple progression that just works. D minor, then BB major, then C major, then back to D minor. And if chords feel intimidating, do this one-finger harmony version first. Just hold the root and the fifth. So D and A, then BB and F, then C and G, then back. Let it loop. Once it already grooves, then add the third to define the mood. That's the F and D minor. Or add a seventh later if you want extra darkness. Now make it deep. Put an auto filter on the pad and low pass it. Somewhere around 600 Hz up to maybe 2K depending on how bright your synth is. Add hybrid reverb. Set to a hall. Long decay, like 4 to 8 seconds, and keep the wet moderate. Then add utility and widen it a bit, but keep the low end clean. The pad is your jungle air. It shouldn't be the sub. Alright. Step 3 is the core. The retro rave arp. Create a new MIDI track in your arp group. Load Waveatable. For the tone, set oscillator 1 to saw. Oscillator 2 also to saw. To tune it slightly, add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep it controlled. We want rave hardware vibe, not massive trance super saw. Now filter it. LP24. Cut off around, say, 1.2 to 3k to start. Add a bit of drive so it bites. Amp envelope. Super fast attack, basically instant. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain low, maybe 0 to 20%. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. That gives you that stabby, arpy shape without becoming a long lead. Optional, but often perfect here. Add saturator with 2 to 60 B of drive and soft clip on. If it gets harsh, don't panic. We'll EQ and filter it in context. Now put Ableton's arpeggiator before the synth. Set the style to up or up down. Rate to 1/16. Gate around 55 to 70%. Distance to 12 for 1 octave. And here's an important mindset shift. Don't feed it single notes. Feed it chords. In your MIDI clip, draw long chords, whole bars or half bars, and let the arpeggiator generate the movement. This is how you get that hypnotic, always moving but still harmonically stable feeling. Now, jungle is not just speed, it's groove. Open the groove pool and grab a swing groove, like Swing 16-55 or an MPC 16 swing style groove. Apply it to your hats and your arp. Start with timing around 50%, random around 10, velocity around 20. You can adjust, but that's a solid beginner start. Teacher note here, it everything is grid perfect. It will sound like a demo ARP. Jungle has push and pull. The swing plus tiny timing randomness makes the arpeggiator feel like it's leaning into the breakbeat. Now let's add controlled chaos, because static ARPs get boring fast. Before the arpeggiator, add the velocity MIDI effect. Set to random mode. Set your out low maybe 45 to 80, and out high around 90 to 120. The idea is, every hit isn't the same loudness, which makes it feel performed. If you want extra variation, add the random MIDI effect, but keep it subtle. Chance 10 to 25%, two choices, and keep the scale small so it's not throwing your harmony into nonsense. If you ever feel like it's getting messy, pull it back and do your variation through arrangement instead. Also, quick note about gate. Beginners often think shorter equals tighter. In jungle, ultra-short gate can turn your ARP into a click track. Try a slightly longer gate, then control the mess with filtering, volume, and the effect sends. It's more musical. Now, step 4. Place the ARP in deep space, but keep it mix safe. On the ARP track, start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz. This is not optional. The ARP cannot compete with bass and kick territory, and your reverb will get muddy if you don't filter. If it's biting your ear, dip gently around 2 to 4K. Don't carve it to death. Just ease the pain. Add auto filter next. Low pass somewhere between 1K and 6K, and plan to automate this. A tiny bit of resonance can give it motion. Then chorus ensemble. Subtle. Amount like 10 to 30%. Slow rate. This gives that wide-ish retro shimmer without turning into a wash. For delay, use echo. Try 1/8 or 1/16. Feedback around 20 to 40%. And filter the low end inside echo so the repeats don't build mud below about 200 Hz. Then hybrid reverb, but shorter than the pad. Decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, wet around 10 to 25%, and a little pre-delay, like 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the attack stays clear. Even better DNB workflow. Put your echo and reverb on return tracks. That way you can do reverb throws, meaning you only blast certain hits into space, instead of drowning the entire ARP all the time. Now step 5. The jungle haze texture. This is an easy win for atmosphere. Create an audio track called texture. Drop in vinyl noise, tape hiss, or a field recording. Rainforest sounds can work, but keep it subtle and filtered so it doesn't become a gimmick. Add auto filter and bandpass at around 1K to 5K. Add hybrid reverb with a big decay, like 6 to 10 seconds, but keep the wet low. Then put a compressor on it and sidechain it from the snare. Very subtle. We're not doing a huge pump. We're making the snare crack feel like it's cutting through fog. Now you've got drums, pad, ARP, and haze. Time to arrange like jungle. We'll do a simple 32-bar template. Bars 1 through 9. Intro. Pad and texture only. Bring the ARP in, but filtered and more distant, less delay. Add hats quietly, maybe filtered too. Bars 9 through 17. Build. Bring in the breakbeat quietly. Slowly open the ARP filter cutoff over these bars. And at the end of bar 16, do a reverb throw on the last ARP note. One moment of big space can do more than having reverb everywhere. Bars 17 through 25. Drop. Full drums. ARP more present. Less filter. Slightly louder. Add a variation. Maybe change the arpeggiator distance, or swap the chord inversion, or change the style for a couple bars. Bars 25 through 33. Variation. Remove the kick for two bars, or cut the break for a moment. Classic tension move, then bring it back with a small fill and a more confident snare. Here's the arrangement rule that keeps you out of loop hell. Every 8 bars, change one thing. Only one. It can be filter cutoff automation, delay feedback, arc steps, chord inversion, or even the width. Just one change per phrase gives it a story. Let's add a couple powerful Live 12 beginner shortcuts. After you draw or record your chords, select them and use MIDI transformations. Try Humanize for tiny timing and velocity imperfections. Or add Interval to thicken chords without deep theory. These tools keep you moving and stop you from over-editing. Now, a quick mix coach moment. The warehouse vibe often sits around 250 to 800 Hz, but that range gets crowded fast with pad, ARP, and reverb. Let one element own that band. For example, let the pad own the warm low mid body, and slightly reduce that range on the ARP or on the reverb return. Also, watch stereo. Chorus and unison can make the ARP huge, which feels fun until the mix collapses. Put utility at the end and keep width in a safe zone. maybe 80 to 110% if it's getting too wide, and keep accidental low-end stereo out of the way. Now let's talk quick advanced but friendly variations, because this is how you make it feel like a real track. Create two ARP clips, and B. Clip A is your main groove. Clip B is the same chords, but change one parameter only. Change the ARP rate to 1/16 triplet for one bar, or bump distance to 24 for a brief lift, or switch style to down for two bars. Then alternate A and B every 4 or 8 bars. Instant evolution. Zero rewriting. Try a micro break trick. For one beat, automate the ARP track volume all the way down, but keep echo feedback up. The ARP cuts, but the tail keeps going. It feels like a DJ move. If you want that haunted, dark side feel, duplicate the ARP track. On the copy, low pass it hard, like 800 Hz, add a longer reverb, and turn it way down. This becomes a ghost layer behind the main ARP. You barely notice it until you mute it, and then you miss it. And if you want real 90s authenticity, resample, record the ARP to audio, then slice it in simpler using slice mode. Trigger slices with a new groove. This gives you that chopped sampler realism fast. And you can always keep your original MIDI ARP muted as a backup. Common mistakes to avoid as you listen back. If the ARP fights the bass and sub, high pass it more, and filter the lows on reverb and delay returns. If it's too bright and wide and harsh, reduce unison, tame 2 to 5K with EQ, and keep width under control. If it has no groove, apply groove to hats and ARP, and add velocity randomness. If everything is drowned in reverb, move the effects to returns, automate throws, and EQ the reverb return with a high pass around 200 to 400. If the ARP never changes, automate cutoff, change steps, change one ARP parameter every 8 bars, or change chord inversion.